Good morning. So my name is Anna Mayhew, and I've been the main author on the paper entitled Performance of Upper Limb for Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy. And this is just a very short message from me to tell you a little bit about why this paper is important to us at this time. So in Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy, we developed the PUL 1.2 several years ago now with a working group of physiotherapists and medics, and the clear involvement of patients and their families. And that first scale, the 1.2, proved to be a very useful start in trying to measure motor performance of the upper limb in Duchenne. However, on further analysis and by collecting subsequent data, we realized that some of the scoring was a little bit too complex. That the hierarchy of scoring of items perhaps wasn't capturing disease progression, but was actually capturing different strategies performed by the boys and young men. So we used clinical experience and modern psychometrics and produced the PUL version 2. The aim of this paper is to reassure everybody using the new scale or the old scale that both scales are psychometrically robust, that they both capture the same construct of motor performance in Duchenne muscular dystrophy arm performance, and that most importantly, based on a large data set, that both scales capture progression of Duchenne over a 2-year period. And that is true for both the 1.2 and the 2, and for the different subsets within those scales. So for the high dimension, the mid dimension, and the distal dimension. So enjoy the paper. I hope you find that useful. Any questions, do feel free to contact either myself or any of the other authors. Thank you very much.